Buff scent for every mood, and they make great gifts. Shop Buff City Soap today in Seneca at Hartwell Village or the shops at Green Ridge in Greenville.
The Tigers don't start the season without practice. Neither should your HVAC system. Get your Blue Ridge Heating and Air Tiger tune-up special now and save over $100. Expert service, just $89, helps boost efficiency, prevent breakdowns, extend your system's life, and we'll even clean your outdoor coils if they're dirty. Call Blue Ridge Heating and Air today. Just mention Tiger Tune-Up for the $89 offer. That's BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com.
We all know and love Eggs Up Grill, but did you know they cater? From brunchy buffets to breakfast samplers, wraps, sandwiches, and salads, Eggs Up Grill has the best catering options in town. Are you a business owner or office manager looking to elevate your next meeting or party? How about a coach looking for your next team meal or box lunches? Visit Eggs Up Grill of Clemson, Seneca, or Greenwood. Ordering couldn't be easier for pickup and delivery through Easy Cater. Just visit eggsupgrill.com and click on the catering button. That's eggsupgrill.com.
Nobody does dual enrollment like Tri-County Technical College. It's never too early for you and your child to think about college. The dual enrollment program at TCTC offers the opportunity to take two or more dual enrollment classes, and it's a cost-effective way to earn college credit. Your student can get a jump start on college, saving time and money. You and your child have options, so why not discover what dual enrollment at Tri-County can do for you? Find out more at tctc.edu/DE.
Wall tipped to the road rage. You know, Ramona, you know, I'm like trying to, you know, eat healthy and everything else, and it's, and all that stuff has really worked. But, you know, I was on the green tea thing. I ran out of green tea, and I watched this video talking about how you know, this guy's talking about how this particular drink was really healthy for you. So I looked it up on Amazon, and of course Amazon has everything. So this hideous looking thing in front of me.
Yeah. Gross.
This is pure organic cucumber juice.
Just cucumber juice.
Yeah, nothing else. It's 99% cucumber juice and 1% organic lemon juice. That's all that's in this. I think you could use a little more of the lemon juice, to be honest.
Now, if you're going to drink that stuff, you don't want to change it.
Yeah, now, I'm sure it says on here somewhere it's better chilled. I don't mind room temperature stuff. I'm guessing this actually is better chilled. It's not quite as nauseating
Does it taste like cucumber? I mean, does it really taste like cucumbers?
No. Well, because cucumbers don't really have much taste, do they?
That's a salad dressing item.
Yeah. So, I don't think it really tastes like. But that's all it is. It's 99%. Pure organic cucumber juice and 1% pure organic lemon. So like it's supposed to be really good for you, but you know, it's like most things, Rona. Pretty much everything from a food standpoint that's supposed to be really good for you sucks.
Yeah, because the first thing
funny
they take
how that works.
The first thing they take out is the sugar or the salt
and the flavor.
Salt and sugar. There you go.
That's right. I don't think I'll be ordering this again, health or not.
How many cases did you order? How many do you got that you got to suffer through?
I don't even know how many bottles there are. I don't even know. The only good thing is they're like little tiny bottles, and I thought they were like big bottles. I don't think I could drink 16 ounces of this. This is like a 8.4 ounce
they
bottle.
Knew. They knew. They said, let's not sell too much.
Yeah. To the phones, it is. Who's up here first, Ramona? I've got a couple 24-minuters. It is Tiger Ward by a couple seconds. Tiger Ward, how are you? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt, how are you?
Good.
I love your show.
Thank you.
Your perspective
Appreciate
is fantastic.
Really
enjoyable for me. Yeah, Walt, a couple things. You know, I played for Clemson years ago in tennis. And the thing that strikes me, so many different points, but the beginning of each game here, we're not ready to play. We've had three games in a row.
Yeah,
in the first
I wondered
half.
About that myself.
Like, what's going on here? To me, I know I played for Chuck Creasy, who was a Hall of Fame coach at Clemson.
How
man, we
that?
Were ready. I mean, that when the first ball was served, we were ready to play. But I'm just saying, so three games in a row were pathetic in the first half. And it all comes down, in my opinion, to coaching. And, you know, without trying to fire Dabo, because I think it's unrealistic, the one thing glaringly horrendous is our offensive play calling is truly what I call offensive. I mean, you can go over to Clemson and watch the fraternities play each other in flag football, and their play calling is creative as what we're doing.
You know,
do you think about that?
Yeah, you know, I think what's especially alarming, Ward, from that standpoint are the scripted plays. You know, it's the scripted plays at the start of the game that don't seem to be producing any results. And, you know, and I felt this was the kind of game you couldn't get behind in. You know, that Clemson, if Clemson could play from in front and maybe go up 10, you could sort of take Georgia Tech out of their comfort zone maybe. But, yeah, but that didn't happen either. But, yeah, I have had the same thought, Ward, and quite honestly, the offense just as a whole just hasn't been nearly good enough or nearly efficient enough. 47 first downs in three games is about 121st in the nation. And if you can't produce first downs, obviously, you know, with the exception of a few big plays, if you can't produce first downs, you're not going to produce points and you can't control any element of the game. And Clemson is just not moving the ball at all. They are not keeping the ball, and that's not helping the defense either.
And, you know, and Walt, as far as offense goes, look, you got two facets. You got passing and you got rushing. And, you know, why Dabo didn't go and get a runner, I mean, we don't really have a bona fide RB1 in Randall, although Randall, I think, has done a hell of a job.
He has.
But he's not a bona fide running back, really.
No,
right?
he's certainly not. You know, again, people keep saying, well, give him the ball 30 times. You can't do that with him right now. It doesn't matter what he looks like. He's not conditioned for that right now. He hasn't played running back in a long time. And quite honestly, he hasn't even played that much at receiver here. So, you know, he's just sort of figuring this stuff out on the fly. So you can't expect, like I said, if people actually watched that game closely the other day, there were a number of times he asked out of the game. And I think it's just because it's that issue. I mean, yeah, he may look that part, but it's a lot of physical wear and tear when you haven't done it at all. And he hasn't done it at all.
You know, Walt, I heard somebody mention something like third and four for Clemson is almost akin to third and 14. You know, we're so predictable. We don't have a lot of play calling options. And, you know, the shame was Westco missed what I felt was a huge reception that he should have had.
Right.
But if we had a decent running game, you know, after we stopped him on fourth down, we could have run on third and fourth, figured going on all four downs, and I think we would have gotten it. But when you throw it up in the air, of course, you're bringing the risk of interception or risking missing the ball. But we don't really have a bona fide running game. And if you look at Georgia, the way they came back and beat Tennessee, they beat them because they kept the ball away from their Aguilar or whatever his name is, right?
Yep.
And they ran the ball.
Yeah.
We don't have. But, you know, one last thing, what's interesting. So the same great Dabo that brought in Trevor and brought in Deshaun, well, he brought in DJ, and you don't know how they're going to be from high school to college, but he's telling us how great DJ was, and I guess that's his job to do. He's trying to sell us on how great Cade is, and Cade is not a great quarterback. I mean, bottom line, as you know, most games come down to critical third down plays, critical fourth down plays. He's not making those plays. Once in a while he does, but sooner or later, the old saying, a blind squirrel finds an acorn. But so I don't know. I'm really disappointed in our offense more than anything. And, of course, maybe the reason we couldn't stop their one-dimensional attack the other day was our defense probably gets a little tired too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's a part of it, no question. When you don't produce any first downs, the defense is on the field a lot, and we're seeing that. So and from a defensive standpoint, it's also their job to get off the field and not let the other team possess the ball, and that's happened too. So, you know, when you get off to this kind of start with the expectations Clemson had, there's enough blame to go around.
So one last thing, your idea, I think, of getting this Paul Allen on the field, I think that's a brilliant idea. How do you try to make that happen? Because it makes sense that he should be there with the players, not up in the booth.
Yeah.
How do you make that happen? I think it's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Tiger Ward. Good talking. I appreciate the kind words. Well, Ben Milstead raised this point today, and I had thought about this after the LSU game. I don't know if I ever raised it on air or not. I meant to, but I think Ben hit this right. And then I think Jason from Columbia called in. I think he added to that conversation by saying, you know, we sort of had it wrong the last 2 years. We had Wes on the field. He should have been up in the booth. And you have Tom Allen up in the booth, and he needs to be on the field. I think that's exactly right. And I wonder if you're going to see that. Again, with Dabo Swinney talking about how the defensive linemen, for example, aren't living up to the billing, etc., I'm wondering if you're not going to see that, if that's not going to happen, you know, this week. I hate this organically, but, you know, we'll find out whether that happens this week. I would not be surprised to see that take place. And I do think it needs to. I think that Tom Allen needs to be on the field because, again, you know, before this year began with Wes's outing and Tom Allen coming in, I said the country club is closed. You know, it's funny because some things have gotten better, but I think the country club is still a little bit open. And maybe it's a hangover effect, whatever. Maybe it's the press clippings for the star players. But I think they do need a M80 up their A's. And I think it's easier accomplished when Tom Allen is right there on the sideline. I think that seems clear to me. I think this is a defensive coordinator thing. It's the need to inspire with words and even physicality on the sideline. I think that's necessary. And again, that's just one of a long list of things. It's not like priority one. I mean, there's a lot of things happening with the start that Clemson has got off to. Because, again, they're dangerously close to being 0-3. I mean, we can talk about one score away, but dangerously close to being 0-3. And obviously, Troy is not a P4 team. Will and Anderson. Will, how are you, Will? Good to have you.
I'm all right, Walt. I tell you what, there's a lot of disappointment up there in the upstate, but there's a silver lining, and that is they ain't having to watch and pull and root for this abysmal offensive line I'm having to pull for down in Columbia. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah.
I can tell you this. This team, we all knew they weren't, you know, that offensive line wasn't going to be great. But nobody, I don't think there's a person in the world thought they were going to be this bad. And we saw it Saturday night. This team is Lenore Sellers away from being 4-8. And I don't know where two of those wins are going to come from.
Yeah, the first thing is, obviously, Lenore Sellers needs to get back and get healthy. That was sort of a cheap shot. It was late. That never should have happened. The offensive line has struggled. I think Mike Shula has been a disaster to this point.
A disaster!
Right. I mean, I think that was a bad hire. I don't know what made anybody think Mike Shula would be a good hire. Especially, I don't understand the mix of Mike Shula with Lenore Sellers. I mean, those two things, it just seems like oil and water. You know, it's a little like...
You
had in Boston College when you had O'Brien and Castellanos. You know, that didn't work at all. So Castellanos goes and plays for a guy in Malzahn who understands how to utilize all of his talents, and suddenly you see Castellanos explode.
Right. You got one of the most talented players in college football, and you running him to the short side of the field every single time you call a quarterback run.
Yeah.
Put him, at least give him some space, because they damn sure ain't no space in the pocket. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, I think that's right. I also think he needs to throw more than 18, 19 times a game. And, you know, a lot of his runs that were so productive last year were off-schedule runs, you know, especially against Clemson. A lot of those were, you know, off-schedule runs. Those weren't planned runs. And
right, but in those off-schedule runs, at least he had some green grass to look at,
yeah.
You know, to make something happen. Now, yes, that first pick, the pick down there near the goal line, early in the game Saturday night, he missed that guy in the end zone. He should have been throwing it to the receiver behind the guy he was throwing it to. When that pick happened, my son, we were watching the game together, and he won a state championship at Abbeville.
How about that?
Plays at Newberry right now. He looked over at me and said, they just lost this ball game. He could see it in the players dropping their heads on the sideline. This is an undisciplined football team, and it don't look like they got no heart.
Yeah, I think the offensive line has clearly been an issue. I think Shula has clearly been an issue. I have a feeling that marriage with Beamer and Shula is not going to last long. There are already some signs that they think that was a mistake, and I think it clearly was a mistake. I mean, I don't even know where that came from. I mean, it's puzzling to me, but I don't think he has any idea how to utilize Sellers and Sellers' talent. Hey, Will, good speaking to you. Thank you. Appreciate you hanging in there. You know, Ramona, they may be even more miserable in Columbia than here. People not happy. Nobody in the state happy, Ramona. Nobody.
Nobody.
And South Carolina got the dog walked on them by Vanderbilt, Ramona. Vanderbilt destroyed them. Diego Pavia.
He's going to think he's even better.
Yeah, that's true. The pudgy little fat man and his two jailbird brothers, allegedly. But, yeah, Ramon, remember what Pavia said. He said, no, man, I'm coming back to win the national championship. That's what he said. And quite honestly, you know, there's something to it. It's the way that John Mateer plays. It's the way, you know, there's something to that. It's part of the leadership element of that position. You know, so Diego Pavia says some seemingly outlandish things. You know, the strange part is he seems to back it all up. So what's outlandish? You know, that's the truth. Okay, lines remain jammed. I'll come right to you. Don't go anywhere. You'll lose your spot. Let me tell you about Yoders. Established in 1986 by the Yoder family, this family-owned business is based in Fairplay, South Carolina, with a mission to be the most helpful building supply in the region. Yoder's offers a spacious showroom, knowledgeable and friendly staff, extensive selection of high-quality product lines. The company caters to professional contractors, ensuring access to top-tier materials for various building needs. The Yoder's family dedication to community service began in 79 when they moved to Fairplay and they established a boys' camp, and the rest is history. It's a Horatio Alger story. They started with 4 employees and 1 delivery truck. They've grown to be one of the biggest independent building supply companies in the USA. Yoder's Building Services provides a wide range of building materials available both in stock and through special orders. The departments include building materials, lumber, roofing, siding, windows, doors, masonry, hardware, tools, and more, engineered wood and truss manufacturing plant, installed services, cabinet, stone, garage doors. With extensive product knowledge and attention to detail, Yoder stands apart from all the competition, aiming to be a one-stop shop for all your building needs while delivering exceptional service and high-quality materials. Customers are encouraged to visit Yoder's showroom to explore options for their next building project. The staff's more than ready to assist with personalized service and expert advice. 500 East Fairplay Boulevard in Fairplay, 864-972-3003. Whether you call, whether you go, tell them I sent you. 864-972-3003. Monday to Thursday, 7 to 5. Friday, 7 to 4:30. Saturday and Sunday closed. The website is goyoders.com. At Yoder's Building Supply, quality is more than a promise. It's a way of life. All right, quick break. I'm coming right to you. First up is Jeff and Rambling Wreck.
Honey, am I a procrastinator?
Well, for 4 summers, you said you were going to fix the dock.
I did?
You did. Every time a deck chair slid into the lake.
Well, maybe I am a procrastinator.
At Yoder's Building Services, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking.
You also said you were going to the gym.
I did.
Yoder's Building Services. Where quality is a way of life. Visit GoYoders.com.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row. Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch, not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, it's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
When there is a bad storm and your power goes out, will you be prepared? With a Generac whole home generator, you can be assured that you will have power when no one else does. At Davis Services, we can provide you with the peace of mind so you will not be in the dark. You will stay warm or cool and your food will not perish. Take advantage of the 500 instant Davis rebate towards the purchase of a 2224 kilowatt Generac whole home generator. And now get 7-year parts warranty when purchased before September 5th. Call 864-702-3512 today.
Poor indoor air quality can significantly decrease your quality of life through experiencing sinus infections, allergies, respiratory issues, and headaches. An easy-to-install device called UV Photomax uses purifying blue light to zap bacteria, mold, and viruses before they enter your home's air vents. Purify the air your family breathes and help protect them from mold, bacteria, and viruses with the UV Photomax from Estes Heating and Air. Serving Oconee, Pickens, Greenville, and surrounding areas. Visit ESTESHeatingAir.com today for more information.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Hey, hon, what's a Vermeer?
Really? Come on, everybody knows that. Vermeer builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing how underground utility construction is done from right here in Greenville. Soft dig trenchless innovation that can expose underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods.
Whoa, you're smart.
Yep, everybody knows that too.
Visit Vermeer.com/dig to see what everyone's talking about.
Jason Kelce just found out that NFL Sunday Ticket now lets you subscribe month to month.
Yeah!
He just realized you can join and cancel anytime.
Ha-ha! Now that's what I'm talking about!
Now he just found a dollar in the sofa.
Yeah!
And he just saw a great parking spot open up. Look, just because Jason's easily excited doesn't make NFL Sunday Ticket month to month any less great. Right, Jason?
Yeah!
Get NFL Sunday Ticket month to month and cancel anytime. Woo! Sign up at NFLSundayTicket.com. Renews every month during the 2025 regular season. Cancel anytime. Terms and embargoes apply. No refunds. Commercial use excluded.
You can feel it in the air. Football is back. And the best place to make picks and win money all season long is Underdog. It is one of my favorite ways to enjoy a night of sports. Just pick whether your favorite players are going higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, rushing yards, interceptions, things like that. If you get your picks right, you can win up to 5,000 times your money, and you only need $1 to play. That's it. As little as a dollar. It's that simple. I love playing underdog with baseball. I love it with basketball. Football, man, football is the best. Download the app today and sign up with promo code OOB to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be new? Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play-and-get-terms_DFS_HTML for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Your home for the upstate's best sports talk radio 24 hours a day.
You guys are the best station in town.
You got the best radio station going.
You guys are the best, man.
We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Classic Pure Prairie League on a Monday. Remember when I went to get a bottle of water to wash this taste, this hideous cucumber stuff? And I just sprayed myself with this bottle of water because these bottles of water, we buy the flimsiest plastic bottles possible.
We do.
We look for the cheap prices and we get them. And so I'm sitting there talking to Ben Milstead and holding this bottle.
Yeah.
And it just collapses and just sprays all out the top and sprays all of me. So
you're not going to drink the cucumber.
Yeah, I'm not.
You're going to have to do something with it.
Yeah, it might be.
You're going to have to mix it with something.
Yeah, it might be one of those. They say like if you hold your nose and you drink it, you don't taste it. It might be like that. The alleged health benefits of it. You know, I don't think it's worth it. I'd rather have ice cream. Maybe I'll wash it down with ice cream.
Yeah.
That'll sort of defeat the purpose, yes. All six lines remain lit. Jeff, how are you? Good to have you.
Oh, thanks. Well, I'll say one thing. Shula is just one of the worst hires ever. Yeah. Dabo sees he made a mistake, and he goes outside. Shane, not so much. I mean, he had him on staff as a QB coach.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy. Let's just hire him. It was a lazy hire, and we're paying for it. And he's so hard-headed to say he made a mistake. He said in the Sunday night teleconference that Shula's doing a good job, and same goes for Teasley.
He's doing a great job. If the goal is to shut down your superstar quarterback, he's doing a great job. I mean, it's the Dean Smith and Michael Jordan thing. They used to say the only guy who could keep Jordan under 20 was Dean Smith. Well, it sort of feels like the only guy who can stop Sellers is Mike Shula.
For sure. And Teasley's right in there with him. We have all the star. We've got enough star players, 3 and 4 stars on the offensive line, and he can recruit, but he can't coach them. And that's a big part of the game. So we're definitely lacking in coaching skills on the side. And I think it is already bitten us and will continue to. So,
yeah. Well, it's going to be an interesting season now because that schedule is brutal. So hopefully Lenoir gets back, is healthy, and you'll at least have him to take on that schedule because you can't go through that with Luke Doty.
No. And Aaron Nolan's got to be thinking, I mean, Doty threw, I think, a couple of picks. Aaron Nolan's got to be saying, what the heck do I have to do to get in the game?
Right. I mean, moving forward, it can't be Doty. I mean, you know, I know he was listed a second on your depth chart, but if Lenoris isn't available, it's got to be Aaron Nolan.
I mean, the guy's got to get frustrated. I mean, I love Doty. He's dedicated to school, didn't transfer and all that. But, man, you know, nice guys don't win games necessarily.
No, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And yeah, and he's been a loyal player. You're 100% right. He's never really had a positional fit. You know, I used to think his best fit was probably slot receiver. I don't know. But I think moving forward, he can't be your answer. If Sellers isn't there, it's got to be one of the other guys, and either Nolan or Woods, and probably Nolan.
Yeah, I would think so too.
Yep.
Well, thanks, Walt.
Thank you, Jeff. Good speaking with you. We're going to get into more of all the games from the weekend. I mean, there's so many interesting games. I mean, I think we took another step forward in what we know about teams this weekend. I don't feel 100% about it, but for the first time all year, I feel like, okay, I'm starting to get a little bit of a feel for it. But there's still some teams that are mysteries to me at this point in the season. Who's next year, Ramona? It's Ramblin' Wreck and then Robert. Ramblin' Wreck, how are you?
Yeah, how's it going?
Good. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Just a couple of things I want to ask. Do you think since Haynes King got into his gangster walk the other day that maybe in the next couple of games we play Philo? We have Temple at home next week, then we go to Wake, and then we have Virginia Tech at home. Maybe get Philo some snaps and maybe Graham Knowles as well to kind of keep King a little fresher down the stretch. What do you think?
Only in blowout situations. Philo's not ready to play. Right. I mean, he's a talented thrower of the football, but you could just look at the start of the Gardner-Webb and even listen to the broadcast. I mean, it was absolutely obvious that Gardner-Webb thought they could confuse him, and early on they clearly did. I mean, he did not look good at the start of that game at all. He turned it over. He missed several wide open throws that could have resulted in touchdowns. I know he went on to put on some stats against them, but the other game Gardner-Webb played, the quarterback threw for 400 yards too. So they're just not very good. But I think that Philo has ability, but you know, I think unless the game is out of hand, you're going to see Haynes King for every snap they can get out of him, because look, Georgia Tech could get to the ACC championship and or win it. The path is now open. The rest of that schedule that Georgia Tech has is favorable. This was the toughest. Right. This was the toughest game. So and Haynes King is just the ultimate leader. I mean, if I'm ranking the leaders in college football at the quarterback position right now, the top two guys are probably Haynes King and John Mateer at Oklahoma. Those are probably the top two guys in terms of just leadership ability and toughness and all the things you sort of want in a college quarterback. You know, Haynes King's not the biggest guy. The thing that's so amazing, first of all, he's just an absolute maestro in that offense. He knows how to run every element of that offense like he was born into it. But what's so insane is that he can't weigh more than 205. I know they list him at 215, but
he's not 215. Right, yeah.
But he goes forward. He falls forward on every single run. Every single run, he gets an extra yard or two at the end when he should be getting knocked backward. But he's the guy who's doing the knocking backwards, which is just crazy. Yep. And he seems to hit every big throw, too, and he's – you know, by his standards, he's healthy. That's the only question. Can you keep him healthy for a year, given the way he plays, with the mentality he plays? That's the biggest question I have about Georgia Tech right now. I think Philo.
Yeah, that's why.
I think Philo in time is going to be very good. He's just not ready yet.
What do you think about the defensive process with Blake Gideon? How would you grade him through three games, obviously?
Yeah, I think it's been pretty good. I think he's mixing coverages. I think you see a lot of hats to the football. I think they did have some issues in man coverage when they played man against Clemson that Clemson was able to take advantage of. But I think Gideon has looked pretty good through three games. You know, a long season to go and lots to see. But If you're a Georgia Tech fan right now, you got to be pretty excited because, you know.
Definitely. We're looking forward to it because, my goodness, we have. I don't want to say we deserve it, but my gosh, we've been through some heartache. I can sure. And I listen to these people that are squawking about Dabo. You people didn't live through the Bill Lewis or the Jeff Collins days. Don't give me about one of our coach. Oh, my God.
Jeff Collins days.
Do not go there.
I hated Jeff Collins. I knew that was an atrocious hire. What a clown show that guy was.
Jerk.
Oh, my God. He was.
I can't believe Carolina has him as a defensive analyst. What an idiot.
Yeah, maybe that's where they went downhill. Hey, good talking to you, Reverend Rick.
I agree.
Thank you.
Have a good one. Thank you,
you too. Thank you. Well done. Back to the phones, and it is... Actually, Robert is next, and then Butch. So hold on. Hold that thought, and let me take care of some business. Hey, let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge, Clemson's a condo hotel in Lake Hartwell, Highway 123, right across the lake from Clemson. It's basically paradise on earth. You really have to go see this place to believe it. Pricing starts in the high 200s. Great as a vacation condo, investment property, or both. Save $40,000 with our condo sale. $40,000. Act now to enjoy $20,000 off the price, another $20,000 in buyer incentives, like a rental subsidy or interest rate buy-down. We have studios available from $280,000, two bedrooms from $499, and three bedrooms from $690. Lakeside Lodge Clemson's unique concept blends the ownership of a vacation condo, the amenities of a resort. The resort includes an in-house bar and restaurant, traditions on the lake, pool and hot tub, fire pit, meeting space, fitness facilities. There's also a small-scale football field for families to enjoy, the Tua Field, an expansive outdoor area for tailgating on game days. Lakeside Lodge is a place where people who love Clemson can gather for game weekends, lazy days at the pool, by the lake, a week-long vacation, a friend's wedding celebration. Trust me, you will 100% thank me later. Condo owners have the option of renting out their unit while they aren't using it, or in the case of most of the 2 and 3 bedroom units, owners can lock off portions of their condo so they can use part and still rent one or two of the bedrooms depending on the unit. It's amazing, and they'll help you and guide you through all of it. Just go see it. Trust me, you'll thank me later. Great for Clemson parents who want a nearby place to visit their college student. It's Lakeside Lodge, Clemson. There's no place like it in Clemson or anywhere else. The parcel of land itself is paradise on earth. There's no other parcel of land like this in the greater Clemson area. Trust me, go see it. 888-786-3648. 888-786-3648. Tell them I sent you. It's how it works. All right, we obviously have lots to get to, and we've got all six lines continue to be lit. So don't drop off or you lose your spot. I'll come right to you on the other side. When we get back, it is Robert and Butch. You two guys are up first. Quick break.
On Saturday, the Clemson Tigers will host the Syracuse Orange, and we've got you covered all day long right here on The Roar. Starting at 6 a.m. live at Burton Gallery inside Little John Coliseum, we've got the Ingles Tiger pregame show. Then at 9 a.m., it'll be the Tiger tailgate show with Faxon Childress and his crew. At noon, Don, Tim, and Reggie will have to call the game, and Dono, Clark, and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. We are the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Steve and Jerry here from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In in Spartanburg. Jerry, the Beacon opened back in 1946. How many years have we been serving great food at great prices?
Hey, Plante!
70 years. How many folks are we still serving every week?
Hey, Plante!
Well, like you always say, I like my job, but I love my customers. But can you say something other than hey, Plante?
Call it!
Join Steve
and Jerry
at the world-famous Beacon Drive-In, John White Boulevard in Spartanburg, where the food is still always good since 1946.
Sweet summertime is coming to an end, and all parents know what that means. Back to school preparations. You have the school supplies, new backpack and clothes, but what's the one thing your son needs? A fresh new haircut that will start off his school year right. No matter what age, feeling good about yourself is always in style. Let him be his best self this school year, and call Roosters for your appointment today at 884-8920.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments including pills, chews, and more 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
Be part of a winning team that's making a difference in your community at Arthrex. From creating thousands of new jobs and significant campus expansions to fostering educational partnerships and philanthropic contributions, Arthrex is proud to be growing and investing in Anderson County. Experience an exciting career with a company that's dedicated to healthcare technology innovation and making people's lives better. Check out available jobs at careers.arthrex.com. No manufacturing experience required.
Sometimes it's the little victories that mean the most. Those everyday celebrations that bring a smile to our faces and joy to our hearts. At Ingles, we know there's no one you'd rather share those miniature, memorable moments with than family. Ingles, all the ingredients for family.
Everyone knows nothing goes better with football than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca remain your reliable source for game day food. Get your trays, nuggets, minis, strips, and more. Herb, class of 82, and Carol, class of 84, know the importance of football and great food, so get on the Chick-fil-A app or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 864-886-9080 to make sure you're all set to eat what you love during the big game.
This is Coach Dabo Swinney. I remember how great it was to turn 21, but remember, just because you're 21 or over doesn't mean you can buy alcohol for anyone underage. In fact, you could face fines and jail time for a first offense. Upstate alcohol enforcement teams are enforcing underage drinking laws to save lives. When officers catch a minor with alcohol, they ask, who gave it to them? Don't let it be you. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
The Roar, the only media outlet where you won't need a two-step authentication to access.
It's going to be exciting.
The Roar, where every day's game day.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the quiet jungle, the lion sleeps tonight.
It's more like the tiger slept on Saturday. The lion sleeps tonight. We got to awaken the tiger. We have to awaken the tiger because it's too early in the season for this. And, you know, there is a lot of season left. There is that. I don't know about the comparisons to 2016. I don't see that as yet. But again, you know, we'll see. Right now, I'm just worried about beating Syracuse, to be honest. I'm not worried about the next five. People have written me, said, but Walt, can we win the next five? I don't know. Just beat Syracuse. because it's been a while since beating a Power Four team. So just beat Syracuse. That's where I'm at right now. I can't think past that. Robert, how are you, Robert? Good to have you.
Walt, I've been better.
Yeah. Yeah, you sound great.
Yeah, I got some seasonal allergies going on. Okay. I wasn't even going to call in, but I had you mentioned something earlier, and a caller brought it up as well. First of all, I'm not one of these people who want to remove Dabo Swinney.
That's nuts. I mean,
absolutely. The people who are saying that are either spoilt and have forgotten about the after Danny before Dabo days,
right,
or didn't live through the ADBD days.
Right. The team wins 10 games a year, even in their worst years. So they might not win the national championship. And I don't know whether, look, you're not entitled to win a national championship. Everybody wants to do that. Georgia's got more talent than anybody, and they didn't even make the game the last 2 years after looking like they might dominate. And now that we're in a 12-team playoff, I mean, I think the days of single team domination for this deal are done. So it's going to be hard to win national championship moving forward. Very hard.
Yeah. Now, and I got a lot of football I want to talk about this week, so I'll probably be calling in every week. I'm going to go ahead, or every day. I'm going to go ahead and warn you. But you said something in the caller seconded. I want to third it. Is Dabo's undying loyalty starting to come back to bite him in the hiney with some of these players? I think it is.
Like, give me an example. What specifically are you talking about?
Well, just, Dabo's, refusal to bring in competition, refusal to sit these players on the bench. Listen, Walt, when you run a business, there's a reason why you don't hire family and friends. Because in the back of their mind, they're thinking, well, I'm family. They're not going to fire me. And is that not where kind of we are right now with Clemson? These players don't have any fear of being replaced.
Yeah, the issue seems to be, okay, that all of the big-name guys that you grew up through the system that should be playing the best football of their lives seemingly are all playing the worst football of their lives. That's a concern. Now, how you get to that point, I don't know. And how you fix it, I don't know. But I think at some point, you do need greater competition. I mean, and the belief here has been that, well, you have the greater competition from all these, high school players that come in and rise up through the system. While there are some positions where you have paper depth, at least, we're just not seeing that. And, again, you would expect at this point of their careers that Cade Klubnik and Peter Woods and Parker and all these guys would be, sort of playing the best football of their lives and quite honestly be in an NFL salary cap drive to position themselves as well as possible for the next draft. Instead, the exact opposite's happening. Their draft stock, which was inflated to begin with, is now tanking. At least to a degree. And so they're not helping themselves in that regard either. But again, none of those guys are playing well. If you ask the question, who's playing well on this team? I don't know. I mean, I think Sammy Brown's playing pretty well. Woodes has played okay. I think Helt, for the most part, has played okay. I think Adam Randall, given what's been asked of him, has played okay. I think Wesco is starting to show signs of his talent, and now I'm about done. Hanifin, I think has played. I think he's played pretty well. Now I'm done.
Yeah, I mean, Dabo was all about competition when he first took over.
Yeah,
he come out on a regular basis and talked about competing. Listen, Walt, I have said for multiple years now, as soon as they get this crazy wild, wild west of college football under control, get some rules in where everybody's playing on a level playing field, that Clemson's going to have and Dabo's going to have an advantage.
Yeah, I thought that too. But I think the problem is the world is not really changing, and it may be we might be seeing the difference between winning and losing in terms of not – bringing in enough portal talent to keep these guys motivated. I mean, you know, I think that's right.
These players got to have a fear that they're going to lose their position, yeah, and they're going to disappear into the wild, wild west of the portal, because they're just, it's, the effort is just not there, Walt. There's, I mean, I won't even get started on the coaching and the vanilla offense and how Georgia Tech, I mean, Georgia Tech, their offense, when they're running their offense, they've got three options with the football before they even get past the line of scrimmage. What does Clemson have? One option every play. But getting back to this, these players are not motivated. What's not motivating them, or why can't they be motivated? I just think it's because they're not in fear of losing their jobs. And I'll take it off the air, Walt. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, I saw a Tiger commenter the other day write on Twitter this message, and it was something to the extent, this is not verbatim, but the question was, how would a few more Will Helds look in the Clemson mix? And I think it's right. I think that you ask yourself that. I mean, Held has played pretty well. He's on that list. I mean, I'm not saying he's All-American, but he's on that list of if you ask yourself who are the six best Clemson players thus far, and you might be hard-pressed to come up with six. I think we just probably did right there. But basically, you know, all of the alleged elite guys, none of those guys are playing anywhere close to their alleged ability. I mean, not in the universe of their alleged ability. So we'll see. Back to the phones. It is Butch who's been hanging on for 45 minutes. Butch, I appreciate you hanging in there.
Hey, Walt, man. How you doing today?
Good. Thank you, Butch.
Yeah, man. That was a rough weekend for the state of South Carolina in general.
Yeah, it wasn't good. Yeah.
But my question is, and I'm still baffled. Ramona and I was laughing on the phone. Has Luke Doty got a tenure there? For the football team,
it seems so, doesn't it? You know,
he reminds me of Mike Davis. You remember Mike Davis?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Was for like, it felt like 10 years.
Yeah,
I'm like, when's he going to go away?
But he could play. And
he was a good running back,
right? And Luke Doty doesn't really have a position. I mean, and it's definitely not quarterback. I mean, if he has a position, it's more like slot receiver, which I know they've toyed with.
That's what I'm saying. Right. He lost that position when he started about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
That's what this man has no business. I mean, what was Boomer thinking? Let's save Aaron Nolan for next weekend?
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean,
let's get him in the game and get him at least acclimatized a little bit.
Yeah. And I think South Carolina paid up to get Aaron Nolan too. Aaron Nolan is a big, a strong-armed lefty quarterback who can really throw a deep ball. You know, so if you don't have
Nick
Sellers,
Carver loves them deep balls. You know,
yeah, yeah. So if you don't have Sellers,
right there.
You have to go to him clearly.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's.
The combination, Butch, the combination of Mike Shula and Luke Doty, that's not going to win any games. That little combination there, that's a match made in hell. That's not going to win any games.
Man, that's like deviled eggs and cold beer. You know what I mean? It's just, it don't work.
No, I'm going to have to think about this, Butch, because I like both those things independently. I'm a big fan of deviled eggs. I'm a big fan of cold beer. I haven't really thought about those two things together. I'm going to have to think about that.
Well, all I know, I quit drinking about 7 years ago, and I can remember many years back. Those are not two good combinations.
All right. It might not be. Maybe that's not the best combination. I have to think about that.
Individually
good. Yeah, yeah, good. Yeah, yep, 100%.
Yeah.
All right, Butch, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, I haven't really thought about that. Butch says you can't combine deviled eggs with cold beer. I'm not sure. Say that again. Butch says you can't combine deviled eggs with raw beer, with cold beer. I love both those things individually. Love them. Love, love, love. cold beer and deviled eggs. I love those two things.
Okay.
Butch says you can't have them together. Is that right? Do we know that?
I don't know.
I'm trying to think whether I've ever eaten deviled eggs with cold beer.
I don't know.
I'm not sure. I'm thinking I have, and I survived it. Now, you know, now cold beer and raw oysters, I'd be out on that. I'm out on raw.
I don't eat raw oysters.
Yeah, I'm out on raw. I'm out on raw. You know, here's a reason to be out on raw. I saw this video the other day that this woman put on of some sockeye salmon that she had just bought at the store, and it was like semi-frozen. She let it sit out and warm up for an hour, and as it sat out, the worms started to come out of it.
Oh God.
Now some people said, well, but you can just cook it. But look, that's the point. That's the whole point.
No.
That's why. See, if you cook it, those little worms.
No.
I get what you're saying. But what I'm telling you is if you cook it, the worms die and you don't get infested. Now, I don't think those worms can necessarily live inside a human body anyway, but you don't want to take your chance. You want to. That's why it's got to be cooked.
That's disgusting.
That's my rule. The closest I come to raw food is eating, semi-rare steak. No,
apple.
I don't count apple. No, semi-rare steak. I like steak. I like steak sort of bloody. I know you're in there making faces. I know you cook it.
Yeah.
You cook it into submission. You cook it to the point where it's like liver.
Well, you're not supposed to move.
You're not supposed to do that with a good steak. You just,
well, that's, you know, you're entitled.
You don't cook a steak to well done.
Cook it to well done.
Yes, you do. You that's
medium
what you
well.
Medium well?
Yeah.
Medium well, it's all the same thing.
No, it's not.
You burn it into submission. Yeah. Let me tell you about Green Law. I don't think anybody's had a good experience with the IRS. I'm not sure, and you're not sure how to deal with the IRS. You think of moving to Idaho and living off the grid and, you know, I don't know, getting eaten by a grizzly bear. Don't do that. Your answer's right here, right in Greenville. David Green's right here. You don't need to live in fear of your mailbox. You call my man, David Green. He's a Clemson grad, the Green Law Firm in Greenville. They've been dealing with the IRS for over 20 years. David has great working relationships with local and national IRS agents. He'll quickly get you the best solution. He knows all the options to get your life back, whether they put liens on your property, garnish your wages, or have an audit coming up. Doesn't matter. The Green Law Firm understands the ever-changing tax laws. What the IRS will accept is a compromise. David will help you. The Green Law Firm can't change your past. They can 100% change your future and give you the peace of mind and results you're entitled to. The professional staff at the Green Law Firm can do it all. Do yourself a big favor. Call the Green Law Firm today for a free, that's free, strategy session. 271-7940, 271-7940. Or stop by their office, 11 McGee Street in Greenville, or on the web, greenlaw.legal. That's G-R-E-E-N-E. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they can get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine, they're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454.